All right, then.
Previously on Homebrew Detritus.
And I'm like, no shaft. There's no shaft and balls. It's just the hair above it.
It's
I'm
called
not an animal.
It's called dick cleavage, thank you.
Cleavage, if you will.
Cleavage.
Always make me laugh the hardest.
I thought we were friends.
We aren't. We're not.
I'm rethinking things now.
I didn't crit.
Oh, God.
But I did power attack.
You have minus one also.
Yeah, no, I've got that in there. It was 17 on the die plus 11. Mm. Does a 28 hit your grappled?
Yes, Neil.
Because you're unconscious, it did 25 healing. Damage to you.
Ooh. Oh. So I'm at negative 9.
You've come to a strange place. The children three kept this anchored in the wilds of the Fae, but with their death, it is... Well, it's moved on, and it's moved on with you in it. Now you're in my realm. Well, my master's realm. Maybe you've heard of the Earl King. What was that meditation pose you did before you said that?
I just filled my lungs up so that I would have plenty to work with.
Oh.
Lean back.
Are we all talking in NPR voices today?
God, I hope so.
Just in a real mellow headspace. It's been a long day.
Real nice time.
Coming up next on Music Through the Heart of Space.
Not sure how well a Russian accent translates with the NPR voice, but it almost comes across as Moldavian.
I feel somewhat assaulted.
A little bit.
Not sure why.
You look somewhat assaulted.
A little ASMR for the Humber Detritus crew.
So before we get into this today, I want to say last night we recorded Morkborg. Morkborgie. And we all had a great time except for Matt. I want Matt to describe what it is that he hates about that game. Do it.
Really?
Yeah. Tell us. Now that you've had a night to sleep on it and come to the terms of why you're wrong, tell us why you hate the game.
No, I mean, I don't think I'm wrong. It's more of a preference thing, I think.
But your preference is wrong.
I think that I felt like your chance to hit was really low.
Mm-hmm.
I think in most cases you had like a 40% chance to hit, and the enemies had like a 60% chance to hit you, or you had basically a 40% chance to save. So that made it. I mean, it's a little hard, and then the. So it made it much more. I felt like your survivability was just luck. It was a lot of luck and not really a decision you make on what you do or anything like that.
Kind of the point of the game. No.
That survivability is pretty much impossible. My first character had one hit point when the bad guy was throwing out 11 points of damage in one hit. Survivability isn't the point of the game.
Well, I mean, I just take it the point of it, I guess, because I didn't find it fun to run out, die, click a button, generate something else, and it seemed like there was not. I was really expecting more, I guess, variety in the randoms. We got so many of the same thing. I think I rolled the same character like 4 times just when I was re-rolling it.
Well, it's not Troika. There's not 66 different characters to choose from.
I'm just giving you all ass. I'm just telling you what it is.
I'm going to berate you about why you're wrong. So there's only 6 classes, but if you had read those classes, they're different underneath.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's 15 different types of fighter and Pathfinder. There's several different builds for Fanged Deserter and Morkborg.
It's fine because you know next time we play, you won't be invited.
Yeah. I don't really think I care to play it again.
I think I understand. I mean,
if we need somebody, then yeah, obviously I'll jump in and try to do the best I can at it.
I know what he's really bitching about. He can't roll above a 12 to save his goddamn life ever.
Yeah.
that is his problem.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
I think I understand why his preference is it's so different from ours. Matt's a family man. He has a wife and kids. He's got a hope for a future. He's got a job that he's working at to make things better for himself. He's not a self-loathing nihilist like many of us are.
Hey.
Well,
I don't know if that... I mean,
it's kids.
It's a fantasy game. I don't know that that has anything to do with it, really. But
you wouldn't like Warhammer very much either.
No.
I never played it.
I will... Oh, speaking of Warhammer, and back to our buddy Will, we watched him play one game of Warhammer.
Oh, dear.
One.
No, he played more than one game of 40K.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He played three tops.
He bought a whole army. Like, he started getting them painted, played once, and never brought it up again.
Yeah. No, he played three times. It was... me versus him and you.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all lost. And he got mad. And then I had the thing where it was me in the middle and y'all sandwiched attacked me.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all won that one. But it was a difficult win. And then he played one more time where we had everything on the table. But that wasn't really a win or lose. That was just putting all the tools out and playing them. But yeah, that wasn't his cup of tea. We saw how much it was going to cost and how angry it can make you. And get out of it soon. Get out of it quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have smashed. What army did he choose to go with?
The Adeptus Mechanicus.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's part of the reason why he probably didn't enjoy it.
He just likes that aesthetic, like alchemists and like
the only class,
steampunk guys. The,
the only class that matters in 40K is the orcs, and that's it. Sorry.
Dude, orcs are dope.
40K?
Yeah. 40K orcs.
Yeah, I love the orcs. Dope.
I can't remember the name of their magic caster. It's not wizard, but
no, it's
weird boy.
Yeah. You get your weird boy to do the jump and you move all 40 of your orcs to flank an enemy.
I love it.
No. Okay, I'll get my noob. Get us to do the jump.
Yeah, you are our weird boy.
Hold on, I can do this.
I love the orc
lore. Summon the magic.
If you paint something red, it goes faster.
Which is the basis for their magic. The more you believe, if enough orcs believe in something, it becomes true when it happens. That's the society.
All right, thankfully, they're too stupid for that to be any real threat.
Well, there is a belief that because the orcs want war and they believe in war so much, that's why the universe is constantly only war.
Well, not to mention that, and also in the world of 40K, the orcs are a spore race.
Mm-hmm.
So that's once they land on any planet, that planet will be doomed to population by orc for the rest of time, unless it is wiped out to the dirt level.
Doomed to be population of orc.
That's how they see it.
I mean, I got what he was saying there. I understood it.
Dude, the way you put words together sometimes, Kevin.
It's poetry.
It's the street food of English. Well, we all can't be new.
it's like a haiku.
We all could be new, but this show would be just unwatchable.
Yeah, Kevin's
vocabulary. I don't know. I'd argue this show is unwatchable.
Shut your mouth. This show is golden. There you go with that self-defeatism again.
That
pisses me off.
I'm a realist.
See you later, Razbad. It was nice playing with you.
You can reel yourself right on out the door, motherfucker.
Great insult.
Boom.
Street food or English?
Street food English.
Street one? Okay.
Sure. I said Kevin's vocabulary was like the street food of English.
I like street food.
Yeah, most people do, but it's not a fucking restaurant. You're not getting all the bells and whistles with indoor dining.
He's like that episode of The Office where Kevin started cutting out words. To, why say lot words when short words do trick?
Mm-hmm. Short word do good.
Short word do good.
I don't understand. Are you saying see the world or go to Sea World?
Sea World.
Sea World.
Oceans, fish, China.
I feel totally left out because I've never watched an episode of The Office.
Yeah, see, that means you don't know what good taste is, so you can't tell people what they like and don't like on this show.
Hey, I've seen every episode of Parks and Rec.
Oh, well, I had a peanut butter and jelly for breakfast. What's that got to do with
it? That's a great show. If you've never watched it, you should.
It's not The Office.
Yeah.
I mean, The Office is not The Office. The Office is a British show.
Oh, there's Terrence's input.
Raining on parades. That's what I'm doing.
I watched the whole season of Lucifer.
Huh?
Yeah, but we're just talking about things that movies that we've seen, TV shows that we've seen that don't have anything to do with anything that we were talking about.
Yes.
We were talking about The Office, which I've never seen. And
then
but
you
I've
threw out some other show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't involved with the conversation. Hilarious.
Hey, guys, it's getting real hostile up in here, okay? I mean, you all suck and you all have bad taste. Let's move on.
Hating popular things isn't a fucking
personality.
There it is. That's what I was looking for.
Thanks, Snoop.
You should get yourself flashcards, man.
Oh.
Okay. We're just mean today. Jesus.
Thanks for joining us from Oregon, noob.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Oh, is he smoking crack again?
That's why I'm eating Lucky Charms.
Just dry Lucky Charms.
I drank all the milk.
We remember you drank all the milk out of the gallon on camera.
It's so good.
You're gonna have diarrhea bad.
Joke's on you. Already do.
It's nothing special if it happens every day.
Boy, that's damn the right. Truth.
It's a way of life.
Oh. That's what
those people, those people without gallbladders, we know this.
I ate a loaf
of shits
fresh,
in the morning.
Fresh baked bread because at my last job, the guy was like, hey, thanks for doing a good job on my machine. Here's $20 and a loaf of freshly baked Italian bread.
It sounds delicious.
I was like, word.
Wait, he gave you $20 cash and fresh bread?
He wanted spaghetti dinner. And I was like, man, I can't really eat spaghetti while I'm driving. He goes, well, here's a loaf of bread. And it was so hot, it burned my fingers because it just came out of the oven.
If he had scooped out the interior, he could have filled it with spaghetti. Yeah.
I didn't think about that myself. I was just ready to go home.
What happens when you walk back in the next day with day old bread and say, hey, could you fill this with spaghetti? I thought about it after I left yesterday and realized what a great idea that would have been.
No, I ate that whole loaf before I left the island that I was on.
Got your 5 hit points and hit the road.
You're just a Nord from Skyrim just eating wheels of cheese and loaves of bread.
If you would have been like, hey, here's a wheel of cheese and a loaf of bread. Thank you for your service. I would have been like, yeah, yeah. I'll eat that as I drive.
You wouldn't have said anything because it's Skyrim and you're an unvoiced protagonist. So you would have just turned around and left.
Hey, the Skyrim protag has a voice. He goes,
and Fus Roda.
Yeah, that's right. He speaks dragon only.
Sometimes I wish this game was full of silent protagonists. But you all have to talk to make the game work.
Well, I mean,
fortunately, we don't have to sing.
I can pantomime if you like.
But we can if we want to.
We really shouldn't.
Let's, Mahogany, let's
no say spoilers, that. Sonder.
Yeah, let's not spoil.
I do what I want.
Let's not spoil the cartoon. It's coming.
I do what I want.
Musical episode next week.
No, not next week.
I'm gonna be sick.
I do what I want.
I'm just well, gonna go
sing,
ahead and look
sing about it.
No. I'm just gonna call out. If we're doing a musical episode.
I was like, if that's all it takes.
she's out to get rid of you.
I think down sense. For doing a tabletop game version of Dr. Horrible Sing Along.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like that musical.
I think I've seen that.
Have you not seen
Dr. Horrible's Fun Time Sing Along blog or whatever?
You're adding extra words at this time.
Oh, I know.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's a
Doogie Howser in it
from the early days of the internet.
Does it really
hold?
The hammer the is my penis.
You can watch the whole episode on YouTube, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's like a 45 minute musical in chapters with Doogie Howser and the red haired chick,
Patrick Harris,
the red headed chick from Harris. Supernatural, and a bunch of other nobodies. Oh, yeah,
Felicia Day,
Castle.
Nathan Fillion
from Firefly, asshole.
Yeah, how do you dare call him Castle? What's wrong with you?
I'm just trying to upset them.
There were more the episodes of number Castle than Firefly. That's
oh, and it has the Firefly. It also has the wormy better. Guy from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, moist.
I want to roll dice. Can we roll dice now?
No.
Oh. Okay. We already did roll dice.
Dude, we'll get started as soon as you finish that whole box of cereal dry with nothing to drink. Start the timer.
Then you gotta... Now, whenever you're done, you gotta whistle the Star Spangled Banner.
So happy he muted, because the sounds that are coming out of that room have to be horrifying.
Oh, God.
He has marshmallows in his beard. Marshmallows. That was great.
I don't know what those things are.
He's gone.
Mm-mm, those are styrofoam pieces.
They're called marbits.
They're gross.
There you go.
All right, so when last we left off, you guys had found some treasure, been confronted by a strange grasshopper-styled centaur, and you know that you are about to enter the wild hunt when you leave this cave. So you got a full night's rest. You divvied up some magical goods. Was there anything else you wanted to do before we get into this wild hunt? I'm going to take that as a no.
Let's see. No, I guess I don't really have anything else to do besides memorize.
I can't imagine what else we would do.
I want to spend a week here and make myself some new magic armor.
I did add some charges to my staff.
Okay.
I've been trying to do that. Like every time I rest, if I had spells left.
Unless, of course, you mean strategize, which is something we've literally never done before.
I don't know how we could strategize about.
Yeah, we don't stick together.
If we stick together, then we all get caught if we get caught. That's the downside of sticking together.
Split the party.
If we split the party, then we don't know who's going to make it and who's not. Yeah. You're pretty much guaranteed to die if you're the one caught. It's really a no-win situation, unless, of course, you think we can handle powerful supernatural beings that have been doing this for literally...
ever.
Hundreds of thousands of years.
All I can say is, like, before a fight starts, where you said Feisty has detecting mm-hmm. constantly. If she detects evil, something we're about to fight, don't go running away before I get to cast that communal protection from evil.
Unfortunately, otherwise, not everything that we face is going to be evil.
If something's evil, that's where that conditional if comes in.
They are. Fae are the ones that are allergic to cold iron, right?
Mm-hmm. In general. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
A knowledge check.
Some of them, yes.
Well,
generally, yes, you need Cold Iron could bypass their DR.
Because I just caught a cool new spell called, what was it, Cold Iron Steak?
Delicious.
Yes, delicious. Cool, just making sure I'm not going to be dumb by having that.
A delicious porterhouse made out of cold iron.
Oh, I also picked up Planar Infusion Toker. That when I cast it, it gives me... Where's the... There it is. We're in the Fae Plane. The Fae Plane, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, because then it gives me... I get plus two bonus on perception checks, initiative checks, and charisma checks. Ah, dope. All right, just making sure of that. So when I cast that, it lasts for 8 hours. Oh, it's 7 hours.
Hours per level, yeah.
Yep.
So it just attunes you to the plane that you're on to give you better sense of the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. Making sure where we're at so I can not waste time. Hey, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. Yep.
So you guys are up. You're ready. You're casting your hour long spells. What else, Franks? You look frustrated.
It's fine. We're ready to go. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't have any hour long spells, but the thing is, the other spell that I have that might be useful in certain situations is resist energy communal. If we come across a situation like that, but it also requires for us to be touched or at least near enough that I can touch someone that can touch someone that can touch someone.
Pre-combat huddle, mid-combat huddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, like, if you're in a situation where you would want that sort of spell, just remember to be nearish.
Everyone pick a battle buddy.
Pick a battle buddy.
Okay, then.
The biggest problem that we have is not knowing what it is we are going to face. There are a lot of different types of Fae with a lot of different types of abilities. Just have to keep our head on swivel and stay on our toes.
Well, they'll likely be fast and mounted, or both. That's all I can really tell you.
Mm-hmm. And it is kill or be killed. So do not pull punches. Do not be afraid of bloodshed. That's my only advice.
All right. Well.
All right, so okay. Who decides to step through the waterfall first?
Hmm. I best make myself useful and scout ahead. I dip out stealthily, if possible.
Any evil out there?
Do you have dark vision?
Ooh, actually, I'll pull my goggles down.
The loot goggles that you got from the treasure hall?
Yeah, like 100 sessions ago.
You haven't used them yet, though, huh?
Not once.
Okay. You pull the goggles down, Terrence, and you cannot see through them.
Worthless. They're worthless.
Yeah. So you take them off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I can't see.
You feel around on your face and pull the goggles off, and you open your eyes and you still can't see.
What? Well, that sucks. All right, well, then I go back in the waterfall. I have been blinded by this object. Ooh. I say to the wall.
I will look him over, I guess, magically?
Mm-hmm.
Spellcraft?
Yeah.
That is bad.
I rolled a 15 with my plus 9, so 24.
How do you detect curses? Because I can't remember off the top of my head. It is with spellcraft, right?
I'd say knowledge arcana, or perhaps, yeah, just like the nature of the curse would probably...
If it's knowledge arcana, it's 22. 24 if it's spellcraft.
So, looking over your companion here, it looks as though he has been cursed with blindness.
Okay.
And it came from the goggles?
That would be the, you know, logical explanation.
Well, it's a good thing I learned this spell and begin casting Remove Curse on our scout. May Desna free your eyes from this blindness.
Yes, may she do it quickly, too.
It's been so long, I'm trying to find the exact parameters of this curse.
Okay.
Those the that's the same goggles we've had the whole time, or that's something?
Mm-hmm. Since the mines, I think. Or, yeah, since the mines.
I guess so. Is that where we got them?
I think so.
No, I thought we got that from Father Solomon.
We got that.
No, that's Father the Solomon. One that I have.
Oh, yeah, that's the one she's got. Mask. Mm-hmm. That's the mask.
Kevin, give me a caster level check.
Glasses we got in the mine. Off the necromancer. Somewhere around there.
13, so with my plus 7 would be a 20.
The suspense.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know where I've lost this item at.
There's nothing more fun than starting off a day with a curse.
What a horrible night to have a curse, I think.
It's a good song. Black Dahlia Murder.
I don't know. I just know it from Castlevania.
Okay, so it's caster level 5. I think you're good. Against the DC of each curse affecting the object. Caster level. So, yeah, you would have needed a 15. So. Yeah, Razbad, you expend your spell slot and remove the curse from Dorian.
Jeez. Oh, well, that was an auspicious start. I will pocket the goggles for later.
What you should do is use those goggles on an enemy. Just put them on.
yes. A little combat dressing someone.
Yeah, I imagine that's a pretty tough CMB check.
So now what we're going to do is alter your suit while you wait.
So now you don't have dark vision.
Okay, I guess I don't. I'll just go with my usual low light vision.
I can stick close to you, and I reach into my breastplate and pull out a luminescent jellyfish on a chain that sheds light like a candle that would basically, I believe, give us low light vision if it sheds like a candle. That's 5 feet of light, 10 feet of low light, and then 20 feet of dim.
Well, let's see wait, is it nighttime or daytime?
No, now that you're, as you come out, now you realize it is dark.
Like dark? Is there moons or is there stars?
It's very, very dark.
Okay.
You hear strange insects, a cool breeze. Even in the darkness, you can tell that the trees put off just a very, very faint glow of strange colors, but not enough to even light the base of the trunks of the trees these leaves are on.
Oh. Okay, I guess we're going with the jellyfish then.
it isn't much, but it is something.
Well, I mean, if we need light, well, we don't really need light. We need to avoid light, I guess. Unless, okay. I want to test a little theory out before we go any further. So I'm going to move over to the tree line.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull out my matches. And I'm going to, see if the tree, see if the foliage here is conducive to lighting.
What do you mean?
You're going to try to set the forest on fire?
No, I'm trying to see if I have to set the forest on fire, it will.
Give me a survival check. The foliage is pretty damp from something.
Ah, well then, never mind.
Okay,
that's not gonna be an issue. Okay, well then, I have no idea where we're going. Wait, I do have an idea where we're going. I reach into my inner eye and just say, there's nowhere to go but forward at this point, so let's head for our goal, and if we get caught along the way, find our way out. It's literally the only plan I could think of.
I mean, Vladros. I can cast light, and...
I'm talking to Vladros. We're outside.
Oh, okay.
I think that is also the best option, because if we start bandying about light spells and torches, then that will be a beacon to draw them to us.
Yes. Whereas I can at least put us in the right direction. Let's get the group and I guess lead them on.
I will make the prearranged bird calls that say, come on out.
Hook-a-choo!
Bird call!
I'm a birdie too!
We are going no light then.
Oh, we're going five-foot candle.
I have some suggestions once I'm able to talk to everybody.
Sure.
Are we gonna come? We're all coming out, right?
If you come out, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so okay, I'll step out there with Valdris and Dorian, and I'll just let them know that you know I can produce light that doesn't stay near us, but would illuminate. Out from that, I've got dancing lights.
I mean, I can do that too. I was just trying to avoid
actually this
creating a beacon.
But if they stay 30 feet away from us, it will create a beacon away from us.
Yes, and it also puts our enemies 30 feet from us.
Better than right at our throats. So if they they can see in this, if they could all see in the, if there's creatures in here that can see in the darkness, which there probably are, then they're going to be right on us before we know it, versus us being able to see something.
Mm. And also, this candlelight jellyfish is well, it's around my neck, and I will tuck that back away.
I'm saying let's not light any lights, and there are those among us, I think at least two of us, right, that can see in the dark just fine.
Nim can.
I cannot.
Ficey has got low light.
I see quite far in the dark.
Well, there you go. We'll let you two lead. I'll just point you in the right direction. I'll put my hand on one of your shoulders, and you can guide us along the way. We'll go without light as best we can. Because
all right.
Chances
Everybody
are...
agree with that?
Oh, I've got my mask.
My concern with that is stepping into pitfalls.
That's why we're being led by someone who can see.
But can they see the pitfalls and traps that may have been laid in our path?
You're going to have to put a little faith in your companions, I'm afraid, for that.
So who's taking the lead?
I'll take the lead.
And I will keep my hand on Razbad's shoulder as he walks.
All right, who's going to be third?
I'll be third.
Or I'll be fourth.
I'll bring up the rear if need be.
Is there any way that I can be kind of flanking Razbad on the other side?
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
My hand's got to be on somebody's shoulder, though.
That will be...
Well, Sondra, you can't see in the dark. Well, no, you got your mask.
Mm-hmm.
So you and Nim can be our middle watch.
Yeah, I'll kind of be looking over your shoulder on that side. Sondra, if you want to take the other side, that'll work. Or we do it vice versa either way. But just kind of keep an eye out.
Sorry, I'll be keeping an ear out, though. Just because I can't see doesn't mean I'm not aware of things.
Yeah. Low light doesn't work at all in here. It's so dark. It's...
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so that means that if we did have something that brought the light up by one level, it would go to dim light.
which is still a 20% miss chance.
Right.
Don't worry. The wizard will cast light, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. There I mean, once we're in it, we may as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have light ready to cast.
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
Yeah. Still takes a standard.
I thought you were asking if we had it. I'm like,
no, I have it.
All right.
I have it ready to cast when need to.
All right.
Okay. Cool. All right. Razbad, with Dorian's hand on your shoulder, you begin making your way through this kind of trail here until you get to about here and you realize there are options.
Over my shoulder to Dorian and explain that there's a fork coming up, one to the east and one to the south. Which way do we want to proceed?
I will listen for dangers. I got a perception 24.
Don't believe you hear anything.
Okay, which way are my senses telling me to go to get to our goal?
So once you've come out of there, the Karatnikus directions have been confused.
Okay.
You seem a little out of your depth as far as his directions are concerned. You do get a sense of there being something close that would clear the confusion, but getting to that location is not something it can help you with.
Okay, then I will.
Those of you with dark vision can actually, even those of you without dark vision can make out to the east strange glowing lights coming from that direction. It looks as though over there might be some sort of ruins, which you can't tell from this distance.
Point that out to everybody.
Well, not clearly, that way. Clearly the GM has an encounter over there, so we should probably head that.
That is bait.
Oh, sorry. You're right. That is bait. We should avoid all encounters. No.
I was just quoting Mad Max.
I know. Actually, I think the ruins would be probably where I should go. Maybe there's something that can help me out there. But I won't tell them that. No, wait. I will tell them that.
liar.
But that's total conjecture. You're not getting any answers one way or the other about what's over there.
No, I know. And so I'm just filibustering.
Abolish this shit.
I point that way. That way's as good as any.
I feel like at least there's some light over there, and if we go into it, weapons ready. It's probably a trap.
Just don't make a lot of noise if you can help it. Lead on.
I'll try my best.
Are we doing stealth rolls? I'll roll a stealth roll.
Excuse me.
It's a 3. Plus 4.
Yeah, this is gonna be good. Uh-huh. I got a 5.
I sneak
24.
I got an 18 because I rolled a 16.
I got an 8.
All right. Well, so much for stealth. Fine. Let's just get over there.
So, ever so unstealthily, you guys begin to make your way towards the light. But as you get to this where the trees start to come in close together again, it starts off quiet, but then it picks up in rhythm and tempo. You hear, and it's a beautiful melody, and it's driving into your heads. Everyone needs to give me a will save.
Yikes.
Barbarians are famous for their will saves.
8, and I rolled a 6. So 14.
Abby.
This is mind affecting. Well,
this is mind affecting.
23. Or no, sorry. 25. Okay. Oh no, it's an 18. That's 27.
Is it rolled a 4 for 12?
Is it an enchantment?
No, it's just mind affecting.
Okay, so I got a 22.
15.
It is an enchantment, by the way.
Oh, okay. And then I got a 24.
Vladrost also got a 24.
Everyone who got an 18, less than an 18, who is that?
Me.
Kevin.
Me.
Noob and
me.
Dorian. So Razbad, Amon, and Dorian, you hear this and you get just dog tired. You know, you just woke up and you just started this adventure, but the ground just looks so fucking soft. So you three begin to lay down to go to sleep.
Dibs on Big Spoon.
You're asleep.
Was it a spell cast against us?
Yeah.
I need an SR20 check, sir.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And Dorian, you're a half elf.
Yeah.
You're immune to magical sleep.
Oh, I am. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So I did beat your SR. I got a 27.
Oof.
19 on the die, though. So just Noob and, or just Amon and Razbad fall asleep. That leaves.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So noticing that you're the half elf, one of them will take a shot at you. That is a 21 to hit your flat-footed there, who, Dorian? Me?
Well, I can't be flat-footed, but yeah, sure. That will hit me no matter what.
Okay. An arrow comes out of the darkness, only doing 2 points of damage, and then another on Sunder. That is a 2 on the die and will miss even your flat-footed, I believe. I don't think a 10 is going to hit your flat-footed.
No.
Okay. So, 2 arrows and the music that will reveal the hidden creatures.
Ass.
Or at least it will reveal the ones that you're close enough to see.
Light, we're under attack. Light.
And we will go into initiative.
Great, I'm under asleep.
Should I still roll initiative, or do I just go last? Or?
No, we'll still have you in initiative in case you get woken up or coup de grace or something. Nim.
7.
Razbad.
13.
Amon.
4 plus 5 for 9.
Thanks for that equation. Vlad.
18.
Dorian.
12.
And Sonder.
2.
Ouch.
You're classic. Doing great.
Classic Sonder.
Let's check these guys. They have an initiative bonus at least. Oh. All right, so they might have got the surprise jump on you, but Vlad, you're the quickest to react. What you see before you is a physical description.
So I can see them?
Oh, the ones on the map that popped up, you can see.
Okay, cool.
Or wait, you don't have dark vision.
I don't have dark vision.
And nobody's cast light yet.
Nope.
Then no, you cannot see them. So,
but as soon as the I watched Razbad and Amon go sleepy time and heard arrows fly, pull out my little chain of jellyfish.
Okay. So when you pull that out, your low light vision will extend to what you can see on the map here. That goes for anybody who has low light vision. What you can see is a handsome grinning person. This has a furry legs of a goat and a set of curling ran horns extend from his temples. Pretty classic fae
It's an Italian guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey. The city you stole my liquidity. Come on.
Yeah, I want you to go to sleep, eh?
Hey.
Theaters are Italian.
Canon.
But not like real Italian, like Jersey Italian.
Oh, that's awful.
Jim Tan Laundry, bro. Let's go to the pier and fuck some skanks tonight.
Oof. Too much.
So if Lederos gets to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to take two steps forward. And
one step back.
Hack slash.
Oh.
Drawing out my blade as I step forward as a free action and get base to base with it.
Well, I mean, he's two squares away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually moving, so if it's got reach, it gets an attack of opportunity.
It does not. It's currently holding a bow, so.
Word up. That is a 2 plus my non-raging 14.
I'm going to say that that's a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I expected as much.
And then we're going to move on to the Razbad.
I find a medium-sized rock, pull it over and use it as a pillow as I lay to the ground and begin to snore loudly.
Thank you. Dorian.
Dorian quick draws his short sword, gives Razbad a tiny slash across the cheek.
Just a 12, little 12 bleed damage.
Jesus.
I'm basically trying to nick him so that he will wake up.
Yeah. You do the 1 point of minimum damage to cut his cheek and wake him up.
Get up. And then I will move over to do the same.
No, Auntie.
I don't want to know anything about that. I move over to do the same thing to Amon.
Okay. So thank you.
Well, I mean, I only have so many actions. I'm moving over to you.
So that's you awaken Razbad and move over to begin awakening Amon, and we will go to the next person's turn, who is Amon, who is asleep.
Can I hurt? I can't hurt myself.
No.
Okay.
Nim.
All right. I'm going to cast dancing lights and just kind of send them. I think they have to stay within there's four globes. They stay within a 10-foot radius of each other. But I'm going to send them like towards these creatures to kind of light up more down that way. If that makes sense. So like maybe like here. Here and here.
How many are you casting?
It's dancing light, so it's four up to four globes that have to be within a 10-foot radius.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Wish I were all playing fighters.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, my turns are quick. They don't do much. But they're quick.
My turn has lasted 15 seconds so far.
Yeah, but your turn forces me to pull up animations to put on this map, is why it takes so much longer.
See how fast my turn was?
I didn't create a dark map for us to run around in. Figure out how to light it up.
Yeah, this is all you tripping over your own dick.
Yeah.
Basically.
This is my fault.
And Ficey doesn't detect evil on anything? ?
Did she detect evil?
She's always detecting evil.
She's got it constant.
I don't think they are evil. Oh, they are not.
Okay.
Maybe not intrinsically. These guys, real dicks. Real Jersey Guido dicks.
I thought you had like a globe set up from the mines with the light on it or whatever.
I did when I built that map.
Oh.
Of course, that was 84 sessions ago.
Yeah, and that was like 8 Ark and Forge updates ago.
Will that map even work in the current version?
It doesn't.
Well, it's good it's taking you some time, because I just spilled my dice tray. So works out for everyone.
Well, I mean, you were asleep, so. Oh no, you got woken up. That's right. Awake.
I got the cheek slash.
Which, I mean, pretty harsh there, Dorian, to cut his face.
I'm still Dorian.
Okay.
This is true.
You could have slapped him with the flat of the blade.
You actually have to do a point of damage to wake someone up from magical sleep, I believe.
I mean, I think you could do non-lethal damage to wake somebody up, but he physically said, I've literally cut him on the face to wake him up.
Yeah, I just gave him an anime cheek slash.
Yeah, one damage. Okay, so you cast your dancing lights?
Yeah, I cast my dancing lights, and then Feisty will go out a little bit from Nim, and then use that starburst thing that does a D4.
And hold on, let me go find yet another token for Nim to use.
And boy, Nim, you have the quickest turns ever.
I'll just put a dot there for her. I'm gonna put her back on me in a minute. I just went out from that, so I don't hit anybody else. But so I did one fire damage to Amon to wake him up.
Ooh.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy.
And it is the Satyr's go. Do y'all see my hero lab when I put up?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Because I see the mark that he put on top of my hero lab. That's weird.
That's weird.
A little, yeah. Okay.
Well, that's because like the zoom layer is its own overlay.
Yeah. Okay. So the one in front of you there, I guess it was actually armed. It could have made an attack of opportunity because it's going to just jab you with its horns instead of dropping its short bow to pull a dagger. But I don't think a 17 hits.
Correct.
Okay, then the horns miss. This other one from the darkness will charge the prone Razbad and do the same thing. That is a 20.
No, well.
You're prone.
I understand that.
Oh,
I
then it's a 24. I get a +4 to hit you because you're prone and it's a melee attack.
I'm going to ask about a feat, intercept charge. Oh, wait, never mind. That is if an ally is being charged.
You're being charged. You're already intercepting the charge.
Yes.
With your face.
With your prone body.
With your prone body.
So you hit.
Okay, cool. Ooh, 10 max damage.
Ooh.
Okay.
At that Willy Wonka flute playing motherfucker.
The tone of the music changes.
Uh-oh. We're in a sewer level. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
It's a water board.
Let me double check how this works. Okay, so everybody who made the save before does not need to make the save again. But everybody who failed the save needs to give maybe another save.
Okay.
Okay.
I got an 18 plus 8.
Okay, then you're 20, good.
Yeah.
25.
Razbad's good. Dorian?
I failed, but I was immune. But
right, so you didn't make the save.
Let's see. What kind of save is it?
Same as last time.
16.
This time you fail. This time, however, it is not sleep.
Is it another enchantment? Then it's 18.
This time it is suggestion.
So, yes.
So you still fail?
I don't know. It is 18 fail.
Yes. Okay. You are suggested.
Okay.
Sure. Through the music you hear... quickly save the child to the south.
Okay.
and you feel a strong urge to go save a child to the south.
Alrighty. Is it my turn?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why are you so goddamn pushy?
What?
He's excited.
You left it hanging there like I was supposed to do something. I'm like, what?
I was just double checking. It was double reading.
We're all testy tonight, huh?
I know it. God damn
I'm
it.
Not testy.
Sonder.
You pricks are. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to draw my wand and not be able to use it. But I have drawn my wand of mirror image.
Oh.
But the use magic device was not enough to use it. Ah. So that's my turn.
Okay, then. Vladros.
I am going to take a 5-foot step to be adjacent to both the one that just gored Razbad and the one that I'm fighting. Sure, that works right there. And with that 5-foot step, I'm going to rage as a swift. And Shashka. That's a 27 on the first attack and a 24 on the second.
Those both hit.
The first one is going toward the guy who just gored Razbad, and the other one is going toward the one that I just attacked. I should have made that clear when I stepped forward, but I wanted to hit them both. Max damage on the one on Razbad for 26 damage.
Is it cold iron?
Sheshka is... I don't think she is. She is a... hang on. Oh, shit. No, but the second one actually threatens a critical.
Oh,
she's
cool.
Keen.
Not a 20 on the die, though, so you'll have to confirm.
Right. Let me just double check. No, she's normal.
Okay.
My apologies. So confirming. That's a 22. 21.
That will confirm.
Yes.
Roll your percentiles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 19. Boo. So I saw the 9. I was like, yeah. Oh.
So just a regular ass crit.
Okay. So the first one took 26 damage. Well, I hit it for 26, so it takes whatever
the other bullshit. 19. I do like Dark Tower stuff. 19, keen. You got keen weapons, right?
I do, yep. Shashka is a keen weapon.
What's your crit range on it right now?
It is 15 to 20.
I will say with that, because you rolled a 19, the next time you roll in your crit range, but it's not a 20,
mm-hmm.
The very next time you do it, it'll automatically be a crit.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that a lot. And so then the damage from the, it's double damage?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Jesus.
So 42 damage on the guy that I initially attacked.
The second guy.
The one that I charged first. Not the one that hit Razbad. That guy took 26. The guy to the south takes 42.
Right. Okay. Yeah, vicious hit, but it's still limply standing there. Oh, Razbad.
Attack from the ground, I believe.
It'd be a minus 4 for you to hit.
Yes. Let's see if I have any success in this. As a swift action, I'm going to enact a Bane, a Fey Bane.
Okay.
And roll a 16. So that would be 12 plus 9 is 21. Does that hit their AC?
I don't know how you do math.
I took the 4 off of what I rolled.
Okay. Rolled a 16 minus 4 is 12. 12 plus your to hit. I see.
It is what now? 18?
21.
21. 21 will still hit.
All right.
Good roll.
Thank you, Desna, for this. As I smash his foot. And 15, plus my 4, 19 points of damage. It is not cold iron, though.
All right. Still standing. Both of them seem severely hurt, though.
You hammered his
foot. I'm good. Well, never mind.
A hoof hammer. Right. Dorian.
Oh, well, all right. Dorian casts Dancing Lights and then casually tosses off, I have to go rescue some child to the south, and then begins walking that way. Weapon out.
Cool.
Is there any check I could do to see what's going on with him doing that? Like a sense motive or something?
Yeah, you can. As soon as it's your turn.
Okay.
guess what? It's your turn.
Yeah, can I do a sense motive to check that? That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Weird. Well, I don't think an 8 plus 8 is going to give it for a 16.
I mean, that's probably enough for you to look at your friend who goes, I need to go save a child, and begins, you know, going south.
Especially while we're in the middle of a wild hunt.
And a combat.
Go ahead, come
trick
back.
Trick them. Whip them and trick them.
Well, that was what I was going to ask, so I could do an attack of opportunity on him, but I can't do that now.
You're also prone.
Yeah. So I'm going to stand, and I won't get to him fast. Yeah, I won't be able to get to him fast enough, so I will cast Barb Chains on the two things in front of me.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say you were casting on Dorian. I'm like, dude, brutal.
No, God, not that. That is brutal. I'm going to attempt to trip both of them and then attack the one to the south. So first trip attempt is a 5 plus 6 for a CMD or CMB. I don't think that's going to get it.
I'm just going to say no.
Yeah, that's fucking low as shit.
Yeah.
It sounded low. Ooh, I did get it. Does a 25 beat the one to the north CMD?
It does.
Alright, then he is tripped.
Okay.
Give me a will save.
I'm fighting.
Natty one.
Cool, so then he is also... Yeah, this is Barb Chain. He is shaken for... 3 rounds.
Got it. No damage?
And... No damage. He is tripped, though, and he is shaken.
Okay.
And then I'm going... Yeah, and then I'm going to attack the one to the south for the second one. This is just straight-up attack.
Wait, you cast a spell.
It gets 3 chains. Each chain can either trip or attack. So
trip and attack. Gotcha.
Yeah. This also takes up some use of my chitin ring, so I can use that one more time today. But I do not think a 7 plus 10 hits his AC.
The one to the south?
Yes.
No. If you had been against the one to the north because he charged, you might have hit.
Well, you win some, you lose some. Eh, and then I stand.
But you know you messed up.
just wanted to rub some salt in your wound.
Just wanted to let you know, yep, it could have gone way worse.
Yeah, tripped one.
Can I do as that spell is cast on, or that song, can I do a spellcraft on that so I can identify what it was and then maybe act accordingly?
Yeah,
as far you can as attempt Dorian.
It. Yeah.
That gives me... That's a 26.
DC 25. You realize that it was a suggestion in there.
Does it tell me what I can do to snap him out of it?
Since you know the spell, I'll go ahead and read it. He is Asking a creature to do some obviously harmful act automatically negates the effect, but just walking south is obviously harmful.
If he saw enemies that way, though, that it would become harmful, right?
Right. It's one of those weird ones where it's kind of on. Like, he believes that there's a child that needs to be saved. So, mm-hmm. I mean, with it being Dorian, you know, he might give up on that pretty easy.
No, I save people. I do. I rescued you guys a lot.
You also right, blow up the boat a lot.
Well, you just know, that was just one time.
I have my days.
The duration is 1 hour per level or until completed.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So what I want to do a knowledge check on those goons, too.
Okay.
That's, is that nature or arcana?
Nature.
Okay, so that's 27.
They are satyrs. You pretty much know everything it is that they do because they have done it this combat.
Okay. But they tell us like they have DR or anything like that, or
yeah, the DR 5 against negated by cold iron. They're mobile. They normally just use low light vision to get around. So maybe there's something else at play here for them to be able to see y'all. That would be the only thing I'd give you without that check.
Okay. All right, well then I'm going to take those dancing lights and seeing as how Razbad's up and Dorian, I feel like is in the most danger. I'm going to swing those down. They can move 170 feet.
Okay. I'm actually surrounded by my own.
Yeah, he's got his own lit up.
I understand. I'm going to put them about 15 feet in front of him to kind of illuminate that way to see, because I'm thinking if he sees that there's danger, that might be enough to snap him out of that spell. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. That's my thought process there.
And they're all going down there?
Yeah, they have to stay within 10 feet of each other.
Okay.
And then Vicey goes back to her little pocket, and that's my go.
Okay.
Does that put your companions in the dark?
Yeah, now I can't see.
Well, Raz is up, and he can see in the dark, and Sandra can see in the dark.
Everybody with low light vision can see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't have that.
Oh, then, yeah, your vision goes... You can see Dorian really well now, Amon.
Well, that's my goal, I guess.
You just went, right? It's a whole other turn, baby.
It is the satyrs go. On you there, Mr. Barbarian guy. The one who tried to ram you with his horns again. 20 even?
Yep.
Is that the one to the north or to the south?
To the south. You tripped the one to the north.
Yep.
10 damage.
10 damage.
The one that is tripped will also attempt to hit you. Actually, the one to the south will step here since technically flanking. So you really, really hit. And the one to the bottom will negate the being prone somewhat with the flanking. 17 on the die.
Definitely hits.
Yeah, because your AC is what, 18 something?
17 when I'm raging.
Ah, cool. So, yeah. I'm definitely not in the negatives on the two hits. But this time, only 6 damage.
I believe that I can't be flanked, though. Improved uncanny dodge. Is that. No, that's just flat-footed.
It doesn't matter at this point because I rolled a 17 and that's your AC.
Gotcha. I didn't know if they had some extra stuff that they do while they're flanked.
The one in the back will drop its pan flutes and shoot at the one that's been casting spells.
How much damage was this again? I'm sorry.
6.
6. Got it.
So, Nim.
Mm-hmm.
It's 18 on the die to hit you with a bow.
That hits. Just barely.
For 7 damage.
Ouch.
And then it is Saunders' go.
All right, so I rolled a 22. So that passes the check. There's 4 additional Saunders for a total of 5 now.
Oh, so you cast your mirror image.
Yeah. That's nope. My turn.
Maybe I should have shot you while the chances were still better.
I feel as if, like... Yeah, so I did the... Oh, yeah, and then I put the wand away.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Back to the top then, Vladros.
All right, I've got two on either side of me. All right. I'm going to swing at those two. One's prone. So this one is going to the one who is not prone, the one to the south. Threatens a crit, so automatic critical.
Yep. The just describe your kill.
Sweeping through with Shashka, I spin around, slashing its head clean off as I spin around and threaten a crit on the one to the south, that is prone.
Okay.
Threaten a crit with a 15, so that I still need to confirm that one.
Yeah.
Because it was just the next hit.
Yeah.
Got it. Does a 19
yep.
confirm his prone?
Sure does.
Awesome.
Also describe that kill.
That's a 91 on the
that's percentiles. 7 hit points left.
So yeah, swipe through with the first decapitating him, spinning it around and just driving him straight through his skull as he's trying to ram his horns into Razbat again.
Follow through with jerk seasoning.
Yes. Delicious Sata. That is your go, though. Two kills, not bad.
No.
Razbat.
Stand up. Move there. Activate a Judgment of Healing.
Okay.
Turn over.
Dorian.
I guess I'll continue forward to the south. Double move, cautiously. I'm expecting a threat because I'm on a rescue mission.
Oh, if you double move, there's no way.
You're just moving 30 feet?
Huh?
You're just moving 30 feet then?
Oh, is the underbrush thick or something?
No. You said cautiously, so I didn't know if you were full double moving or...
Cautiously meaning I'm keeping my eyes open. Ah.
Well, you also still know that you're in the midst of a wild hunt as well.
Yeah, well, you know. Rescues are usually pretty time sensitive.
Give me a perception check.
Sure. 23. Oh my, can't roll above a 10 train today.
Might not be good. Be sure to bookmark your stuff, kids.
Hmm?
Just forgot to bookmark a thing.
Oh, you.
The trap that you just set off.
Yeah. Run's a full round action. You move 4 times your speed, right?
Yeah, but you have to go in a straight line.
Okay.
Can you make one diagonal like a charge, or is that not a thing?
Oh, that's 24 against traps, if that matters.
I think you are allowed the one. It would make sense if you could take one diagonal as the first movement.
Or yeah, you could take one diagonal as the first movement. The pit flat, pit trap, camouflage, spike, CR8, DC 25.
Oh, no.
Well, at least you're not getting any further.
Dorian!
What a pack of assholes.
All right, let's see what happens to this guy.
Yeah, that pit looks a little ominous.
It does.
Yeah, it looks like a black hole at the bottom of that pit.
Is there a reflex save or anything?
There is. I think I have to hit you. It's still a 50-foot deep pit. So you'll take 5d6 of falling damage, do the...
No, I mean a reflex save for falling in.
not if you don't see it, right?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you, Dungeon Master.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, sure.
And you were a previous pit master.
DC, reflex, falling multiple times.
It looks like my butthole after Taco Bell.
Yeah, actually, give me a reflex save.
Ah, all right, so let's see. Okay, cool. 16 plus 7. 23.
What a time to roll over a 10. Way to go, Terrence.
Well, that's not nearly as fun for me.
Yeah, maybe don't send the rogue toward a trap.
Well, they don't know what class you are. They're just Jersey assholes.
Are you down there, little child?
Yes, you should fall in and save me.
Here's a sword. Bite your way
out. Take this. It may be dangerous.
You should never go alone.
Is that the old mortal and pestle?
No. You may never find out what that is now because nobody fell down there. You can fall down there and find out what that is.
Nah, I'm good.
You sure you don't want to take 50 points of taller damage?
Damn it. Okay. I'm on.
I will diagonal one and then run towards Dorian. I run at a speed of 20, so that's 24. 80 feet of movement. So I can at least get to him.
Give me a athletics check.
What do you want an athletics check for?
You run right past him.
You're running in heavy armor, right? There might be a way for you to just, you know, cartoon your way into the hole.
He's desperate for somebody to go in this fucking hole.
Also, I'm pretty sure I'm wearing medium armor. Masterwork.
Cool. DC will be a little lower than for this rule I'm making up.
this rule you're making up?
No, you fool around, you run to him. You see...
15 plus 8. Or no, 15 plus... Yeah, acrobatics.
I was bullshitting.
Yeah, but I did it.
You did.
Foiled again.
Trusted you.
Rear attack. I stab
him.
All right. Seeing that Amon is being helpful down there.
Please don't get rid of my lights.
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to actually send them all down to where you are.
Dorian has lights, the same lights around.
Oh, there. He's got those lights. I'm going to leave them where they are, because it's kind of lighting the whole path up from there. And so is the one that Razbad's facing out, that's the one that was casting the musical spells, the melodies? Yeah,
it dropped its musical instrument and then started shooting arrows at y'all. Then Razbad ran up to it.
As far as we know. Sorry, just one second.
It's cool. It's just all information you had already.
I'm just verifying. Jesus.
Here's that fast turn we talk about all the time.
Fastest turn ever.
I'll just hold my action. Go ahead. I'll just pass to the next turn.
You really?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just giving you shit like we did Dorian and Razbad.
There's one guy up and Raz is on him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just doesn't want to waste any spells. So
I don't want to waste any spells on this. So it's just a long thing. So
Sonder.
Light's doing the best thing right now.
I shoot at the guy and I probably miss with a 13.
You do indeed.
All right. Woohoo.
He was supposed to go before that anyway. So, all right. On Razbad, Gore-Tak. 28.
That hits.
Gore-Tak is a good metal band name.
Six damage
hurt.
Vladros.
All right, Vladros is going to move his 30 feet going around the backside of Razbad to be next to Razbad. Avoiding an attack of opportunity to get the guy directly south of him. Yep, right there. And attacking with Sheshka. Oh, not threatening a crit, but does a 24 hit.
Yeah.
For 19 damage.
15 damage. Rob Schneider, a dirkader.
opens it. It's a very small window for that joke.
Yeah, it's just the way I was. Yeah, that's my own dumb brain.
I knew what you were going for, though. It was the South Park episode.
Yeah. I don't know why it came up.
Carrot.
You've seen Rob Schneider, but Dirk Adair. 15 damage, Dirk Adair. Razmat.
Does a 20 hit?
Yes.
All right, well then, using a round of Bane, I will smack this satyr for crappy damage. 11 points of non-cold iron damage.
Okay.
6 points, you dick, you dick.
Dorian.
All right. Did this?
This. Yeah, you are no longer looking for a child.
Okay,
it was an obvious. It was an obvious ploy.
Well, it wasn't that obvious. I fell for it. Damn it!
I mean, obvious to everybody but you.
Well, you gullible bastard.
Shit! I run back to the combat. Come on.
I just no.
See ya. A moon's all out of breath and shit.
I'll explain later, I say as I run away.
I'm on.
I run back to combat. Here I come. Want to do my athletics check?
Yeah, let's make sure you don't fall backwards, Baxter.
For a 5 plus an 8 for a 13.
Yeah, so the hole gets 4 attacks.
What a fucked up hole.
Nim?
Well, seeing as how that distraction's gone, I'll bring the dancing lights back up to the main combat there.
Why'd you send them anyway? Had lights.
I if you were going to be ambushed, if something was that was enable you to see in front of you, but further, because your lights are just staying. You just had those dancing lights on you, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I moved in front of you, because I figured if you saw a threat, it would snap you out of it. That was my thought process. Mm. Can you put them behind them, like on the other side to the right?
You put them. I'll put them there.
Yeah. There you go. Sorry.
Drew on the map where you wanted to show it. I have to guess.
The satyrs go.
Sure.
Outnumbered and angry. Oh yeah, did you what is that? Just a move action to move those?
It's not anything. I mean it's fine. I'm not gonna do anything to it because it's just one enemy up and I don't wanna start summoning anything at this point.
We can get you a crossbow, man.
I got one.
21 to hit you.
Yep.
Vladros.
Yep,
it steps up and interacts you with its horns for 5 whole damage.
5 whole damage. Actually,
like 5 4. Damage to his hole.
Heyo.
I forgot that I had. Wide open. Forgot I had DR.
Well, too late now. Moving on, Sonder.
That's only 1 point, so yeah.
No, take it.
25 to hit the thingamabobber.
Yeah, what are you shooting at it?
Yep.
Okay.
Some good flavor.
Fuck you, Frakes. I'm so over you tonight. I don't want to hear another word.
I'm sorry, this is a talking show, so you're going to hear another word.
Eat a dick! I mean it. Shut up. Because when I was trying to do flavor, you had shit to talk. I don't want to hear it from you. So anyway, 8 points of damage to the thing.
Okay. Three points of damage.
Oh, damn it. Oh. Yes.
Vladros.
Threaten a crit.
Alrighty.
Confirm with a 24. Second attack, I don't think hits with a 14.
Yeah, it'll miss.
88 to confirm.
All right. So that's two hits and one's a crit?
No, one hit.
Okay.
Is a crit. The other one was just a 14, so I don't think that hits.
88. Let's go times two and a debilitating, depending on how you describe your hit.
All right. Going for his weird backward knees. For 39 damage.
Jesus. So you kill him with his weird backwards knees.
Apparently, I've misstepped somewhere, so I'm trying not to use too many words.
Oh.
29. Sorry, 29 damage.
He only had 20 left, even with the DR. Okay. That's, he's good and dead.
Right.
So that is the end of that combat. Up ahead, you still see the strange glowing lights, and you narrowly avoided the pit trap from the bottom. And we will pick this up next week.
Huzzah. All right.
Oh man, next week.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to check the dice box and all that shit below. And
or Mahogany will yell at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.